mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live and back from 9 to midnight. Thank you so much for joining us. We're about to go to your calls here momentarily, and then I want to get more into Alberto. Bush is above the law. I love torture Gonzalez. Now, he said in testimony yesterday that he believes the president is above things that are, quote, unconstitutional. Now, in his memos, he said the president is the law above all law. And torture is good, and we can bury people alive and drown them to get answers. This is a friendly, nice person. This is sick. This is very sick. And then now the spin is, well, I mean, the president, if it's unconstitutional, can ignore it. What? Yes, being against torture is unconstitutional, and the president's against it. So I guess if the president's above the law, Bill Clinton wasn't bad, Richard Nixon shouldn't have gotten in trouble. If a leader is above the law, you know, Adolf Hitler was elected. If a leader is God, if only goodness, because they set what's goodness, if leaders are sovereign, as they've always claimed in history, then Hitler wasn't bad. Of course, I say he was, but again, I'm evil. I'm not a good neocon. But seriously, folks, I mean, Hitler was bad. Nero was bad. I mean, this is craziness. Let's talk to Dr. Deagle, and we'll go to Mary, Annette, Cameron, and others. We're going to be moving really quick here. Doctor, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi. I talked to Colonel Don Dupre this morning for about 40 minutes, and we shared kind of our thoughts on what's been happening lately, which is we're both on pretty well the same wavelength. A couple of really interesting comments that he made, though, regarding the tsunami that happened.
Yes.
Well, I worked in Colorado Springs in the mid-90s. I actually talked to NSA scientists about HAARP and how they were using multiple ways of actually triggering off earthquakes, both through tectonic plate harmonics using what's called LWEF waves, EM waves that actually can start harmonics in the tectonic plates and set a plate off, which has like a specific musical note. But they also can do it with nuclear weapons. And the scientists actually told me, an NSA scientist told me in very great detail back in 95 exactly how they can do it. And I shared it with Don. He talked to, recently, just in the last week, people that are, you know, connected with the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and they've said the exact same thing, that, in fact, you might want to talk to him personally so you get the exact details right from the horse's mouth. But he said that he got it from a group called J-8, that the tsunami was triggered by a large nuclear weapon that was placed down at 20,000 feet that was along the fault line out in the Indian Ocean that actually triggered it.
Well, again, a bunch of different newspapers are saying that, mainly in Asia and the Middle East, and I'll check into it. But, you know, tsunamis have happened on their own before.
Oh, they can happen. And, of course, they can steer weather, as you say. In fact, they talked about how these storms are Class 2 storms that hit Florida, and all of a sudden they hit landfall, which dropped them, and they go to Class 4. The other thing that I had, which is really interesting, is I got an email early this morning. Because I was one of the ACMED docs for the U.S. Postal Service in Denver for a number of years, I took care of many employees who actually shared with me, they were Christians, that there were special secure rooms and transfer areas where they were getting ready for martial law in the U.S. Postal Service. Well, Mr. Stephen Volk actually sent me the actual floor plans and the internal documents that show this. So I forwarded that to you so you can have a look at it.
Which email did you send it to?
I sent it to Paul Joseph Watson and to you, Violet, the producer at InfoWars.
Good.
I think you'll like the documents. They're actual copies of original documents, floor plans and everything. It's got their stamps on it and everything. The third comment was about the DU, the depleted uranium, and I forwarded an article for you, a short article with a ton of references. We now are estimating, because I'm a medical legal doc and I'm getting ready for some cases here in Canada that came back Kosovo, and the kill rate.
I'll let you finish. I'll stay there.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We had Dr. Doug Rocky on, who again wrote the guidelines for the Pentagon on DU and how deadly it is. Wrote the guidelines while he was working for them under orders. And the government's own orders and manuals say, if you use this stuff, you've got to have special suits and removal systems, and they don't recommend it unless under very specific situations, a group of tanks overrunning your position, and then you call in the warthogs, the A-10s. Now they're using it in more and more munitions, in more and more tanks, more and more armored vehicles, more and more handheld firearms. It's being used across the board, three times the amount they used in the first Gulf War. They've also used it in Afghanistan, and, of course, in Serbia and surrounding areas, and it's causing massive health problems. Dr. Deagle, real quick, finish up the point you wanted to make.
Yes, depleted uranium, I sent a little article with actually about 120 pages of review of all the literature, including medical. And Dr. Rocky is absolutely correct, but it's even worse than that. When I've dug through the literature on this, because I took care of the tank division when they came back from the first Gulf War, you could see their entire lungs whited out. Some of these guys were developing Gulf War syndrome within 6 months. The load can spread when these particles hit up to 20 kilometers. And what's going on now is up to 20% of our troops coming back have such a significant load they're going to get permanent genetic defects, not only of themselves but their children. Many of them are getting very seriously ill and getting immune system failure because it's not just the radiation, which is a minor part of it. It makes mercury look like a kid's toy. It's that bad.
It's the heavy metal toxicity.
Yeah, the heavy metal toxicity from depleted uranium is such a powerful oxidizing agent, it literally hooks their brain cells inside their head. It destroys your immune system. It actually cross-links your DNA. So if you look at it under a microscope, you can actually see how the chromosomes are bent back and literally glued or welded onto themselves.
Well, even Time Life magazine, back in like 94, had the cover story that Gulf War vets have three times the birth defects.
Yeah, and what we're seeing, actually, the number that I'm hearing back from my experts is 20% of the people that are coming back from this Gulf War are now having toxic levels of depleted uranium.
All right, good to hear from you. I appreciate the call. Very interesting. Think about this, though. Now they need 30,000 more troops, not just the 150,000 they've got in Iraq. They were supposed to be gone a year and a half ago. Oh, we promise, soldiers, the way home is through Baghdad. We promise. You can believe us. We don't lie. Now they're saying, okay, we're doing a review, and we may keep you for 4 years. 24 months for National Guard isn't enough. Active duty in country, where you get maybe a month off a year when you come back. Think about that. So in Vietnam, with a draft, ladies and gentlemen, you only had to spend 11 months there, and you were done. Now it's 2 years, and we may make it 4 years because we have to. And you don't think they need a draft? The recruiting in the Navy and in the Army has fallen off by over 50%. The Air Force is below their quota about 20%, which is unheard of. The Air Force is pretty good. And the Marine Corps has been making its quota, but they lowered it. So they cooked the books. So what are they going to do? I mean, Ann Coulter's saying, we're going into Iran, we're going into Syria, we're going to North Korea. Ha, ha, ha. You got to have another terror attack and then see what happened. We weren't for the draft, but now we got to have one, you know, after Chicago got nuked or after Cincinnati got hit, after Tampa got hit. We got to do it for America. Of course, it'll be the military-industrial complex doing it. I'm telling you, it's untenable. It's not going to work just telling the National Guard. I mean, you think they've got desertions now. You think they got people getting post-traumatic stress disorder now. They've known for 100 years you can't put troops in continual combat, the average person, for more than a year. I mean, even Mr. Tough Guy starts having problems. You break down. Imagine, I mean, look at the alcoholism and drug use and mental illness of police. Highest in the country. Because it's a tough job in many cases. Especially in big urban areas. That's where the numbers are the worst. I mean, you're getting shot at, you're dealing with domestic violence, you get cut up, you know, you wrestle people to the ground every day. It's stressful. You walk up to cars not knowing what's going to be inside or what's happening. Well, it's 10 times worse. I mean, I don't have the numbers. Okay, can you imagine? It's got to be many, many, many times worse to be in Fallujah or be in Baghdad with car bombs going off every day and people getting shot around you every day and kicking down doors. I mean, urban warfare. Day after day, day after day, week after week, year after year. And, oh, you don't like 24 months? Well, how about 4 years? 4 years in country. 4. I mean, in World War II, it was just 22 missions. Problem was, is half the people died flying with flights over Germany, but it was, you know, catch 22. Yeah, you get 22 missions, but you probably aren't going to make the 22 missions. I mean, they would just have the pilots. It was so dangerous. It was just, look, you got your 22 missions. That's all they expected in WW2 was 22 missions. These guys are doing 22 missions in a week, conservatively. I have seen the numbers on that. They could raid between 2 and 10 different houses in an hour. Whole neighborhoods between 4 and 8 different missions daily. Can you imagine Can you even imagine how horrible this is? But it doesn't matter to Ann Coulter. I mean, she's in this New York Observer article cussing and laughing and slurping wine in the interview with a reporter. And the article was pro-Ann Coulter. And she's laughing, ha, 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 the tsunami victims, ha, 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 let's just nuke North Korea, ha, 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 the Arabs are, and they use the term, bitches. I mean, it's just craziness. Just a giggling, a demon-possessed, so what if Rumsfeld didn't sign the death certificates? She actually says that. Yeah, so what? Bah! And so now because they say this is conservative, torture is conservative, gun control is conservative, open borders are conservative, record government growth is conservative, forced psychological testing and drugging is conservative, surveillance blimps is conservative, satellite tracking systems federally, they're trying to push them to go into all the cars, it's conservative. The Bill of Rights being butchered is conservative. And conservatives I know just go, that's right, it's conservative. And I'm like, have you been body snatched? What happened to you? Where's your brain? And who are the neocons? I mean, Ron Paul gave a speech on this titled Neocon. I ought to read that speech again or play the audio of it. Was it back in early 2003? He gave the neocon speech where he, for 45 minutes, laid it out how the Communist Fourth International. This is Ron Paul. He went from their own documents and admissions, their own autobiographies, books they've written. The Communist Fourth International said, we can't take the U.S. down. We've got to co-opt the conservative movement. This is admitted. We've got to take over the conservative movement in America and use that as an engine for global empire because all we want, really, is empire. We just want to be powerful. And see, communists, socialists, fascists, they're all different names for command and control. And you get all confused with liberal, conservative, Tory, labor, you know, all these different names. The question is it give you more liberty or more tyranny? Is it better for you and your family? Is it free market or is it not? You know, Limbaugh, well, Halliburton's doing a great job. It's free market. Dumb liberals, well, it's not. Free market when you go and the vice president, their former CEO, openly writes the contracts for them out of the VP's office. That's criminal. When a week before the case is going to be heard before the Supreme Court, he takes them on Air Force Two for an all-expense-paid duck hunting trip. I mean, that's criminal. Paying for Clarence Thomas's vacations and his $10,000 Bohemian Grove dues. Companies that he was going to be hearing cases on doing this. That's illegal, folks. It isn't free market when Eli Lilly and nine other big pharma companies openly write the Texas TMAP project. They're openly, their own documents will become public where they go, we put 15% of the kids on drugs. Once this new freedom initiative goes in, we'll have half of them on it in the next phase. It will projected make $6 billion extra a year. Is that free market? When the government comes and says, half the kids go on drugs. It's tyranny, folks. It's slavery. It's not get past the terms, all of it. It means nothing. We'll come back and take calls. Mary and Annette and Cameron and everybody else. 1-800-259-9231. And I'm really just going to bam, bam, bam through your calls. So have what you have to say ready because I'm going to talk to all of you. I just, garbage in, garbage out. The globalists learn that if they just label something one way, you'll just buy the label instead of actually looking at what it is. And so they know that we're in a world of instant gratification and just where people just look at the surface so they can just give something a label. That it's good, and we'll go, well, it's good. Look, the label says it right here. It says conservative. And I'm like, no, it's not conservative. It's not pro-American. And they just don't get it. It's going to be very, very serious.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you'll understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@AOL.com. That's 800-453-2202.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Where are you calling us from, my dear?
I'm calling from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
Welcome.
Hi, and I watched several of your videos. I've been given copies of 4 or 5 of them, including Bohemian Grove.
Great.
And before I even saw them, I saw the original news broadcast of Dan Rather of the towers going down, dark towers.
Oh, yeah, you've already seen Dan Rather say it looks like dynamite, yeah.
Yeah, and I saw the explosion at the bottom of the building when it was exploding at the top. You know, which was unusual, and I saw that funny bulge under the first airplane, which I thought was, what was that? So your videos say it all. And I've seen the one on Bohemian Grove, and when I was out in California visiting my daughter, we were going up to see Point Reyes Lighthouse, and we went past this road, Bohemian Grove. And I made comments about, you know...
Road's even called Bohemian...
Yeah, and I said, is that where they do all those strange things? And I didn't know anything about Bohemian Grove then.
But yeah, that's where they do it.
They do weird, you know, they out, whatever.
That's where they do the Christian conservative things.
Yeah, and amazing. I mean, that's where Bohemian Grove is. And I saw your video on it, and it looks like the road to we went by. And, but I'm really calling about it. What peeved me is last night, I heard your broadcast in the morning, so I was listening, going, searching the shortwave radio. I listened to your program at 9985 in the morning.
Yes, ma'am.
And 3210 at night. But I was going around the shortwave, and on shortwave 5950, Radio Taiwan International broadcast.
Yes.
In English. And they said they're making bullets for the U.S., for the troops in Iraq, because we have a shortage of bullets.
Yeah, did you know that, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but going from memory, over 80% of our weapons components are made in Europe, China, or Taiwan.
And we need
that should be, and by the way, I believe that was illegal in the past, but they just basically ignore it.
Yeah, we need we need jobs here. You know, why can't they increase production here? But anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you. Pleasure speaking with you, ma'am. Please pay it forward. If you like my videos and you've got copies of them, please make copies and give them to other people and tell them to make copies. That's how we bring down the New World Order. Annette in New York, welcome.
Hi, how you doing, sir? I wanted to tell you first before I get into some things that I think you're a good man, and I think you're more centered-minded than any politician.
Well, I try to be a good person. I'm a sinner, and I'm pretty bad, actually, but I know I'm bad. And that's...
You know what? I don't know how you keep your sanity, because it's depressing to me, and... You know, I can't even find a job out here, and they tell you the economy's good. You know, they got people's heads going ping pong with conservatives, Republicans, liberals. They got everything all twisted up. I mean, it's insanity. It's insanity.
Yeah, they got people debating something that doesn't even matter.
Right, and they get the Christians all riled up on a couple of issues as a distraction on things that. Aren't they even a threat to America?
And then Bush puts in the judge that went after Judge Roy Moore. He puts in Specter, who's for abortion. He puts in Gonzalez, and they'll call me a liberal because I'm against that.
Well, you know what? I think people are confused on what really a liberal, a conservative, and Democrats and Republicans.
Well, they had an old saying: "May our enemies be confounded." And that's the essence of warfare. It's just confusing people.
I mean, there were good liberals, there were good Democrats, and there were good Republicans, and there were good conservatives.
Well, you're right. There are good people and there are bad people.
I mean, why would anybody think, I mean, if good and bad exist in every walk of life, why would our leaders be different?
Well, you know? I mean, look at the evidence of George W. Bush and his daddy. I mean, this is a crime family.
This goes back to Prescott Bush. And it's sad. I mean, I open up Pandora's box. I listen to your show. I read your articles. I saw your videos. And I read this stuff, some of this stuff when I was in my 20s. And, you know, when you're young, you push this stuff aside because you go, that'll never happen. They'll never let this happen.
Yeah, I've got to give my respect to all the patriots of 30, 40 years ago. I mean, you read a book, by Gary Allen, written 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to believe that was 30 years ago, 32 years ago, no, 31 years ago. None Dare Call a Conspiracy. Everything came true in the book.
Mm-hmm.
It's all here.
Everything. You know, people don't realize everything that's passed in the White House affects you from the Supreme Court down to your pocket.
Well, look, here's the deal.
You know?
Ashcroft got up before Congress and said, only terrorists need fear the Patriot Act. I mean, wristwatches, road almanacs in your car, playing with a toy laser in your backyard, selling Rubik's Cubes, complaining to the VA.
It's sick.
They're all terrorists. We're all terrorists. You know, who's next? Thanks for your call. People being convicted for wearing anti-war T-shirts at a shopping mall. I mean, it's just Christians being arrested for criticizing homosexuals. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass, and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
All I do is look at the facts. What's being set up in America, the laws that are being passed, what's happening to our sovereignty, is what the government is doing, state, local, federal, international, taking our freedoms, doing bad things to the general public? And the answer is an overwhelming yes. An overwhelming, resounding yes. And so many people that I argue with on the street, and they are now really the minority. Most people just tuned out of everything and know it's all a scam, but don't think they can affect change, and they're apathetic and have given up. But for those that think they're conservative and go along with this, or for mindless liberals that make jokes at me and, you know, send me hate mail, they're not even qualified to talk about anything. They don't know anything. I mean, you ask them, who recruited Saddam Hussein? Tell me the history of Saddam Hussein. Who put him into power? What year did he go into power? What's the makeup of Iraq? Who are the major five factions in the country? How was Iraq created? What year did... Just the basic stuff. They don't know... They don't know anything, but they'll sit there and argue with him and just go, nah, that's liberal. Nah. I'm like, well, all the chief liberals are for the war. Well, I just don't know. Whatever. Over and over and over again, they don't have a shred of information. Let's go ahead and take a call here. I guess up next would be Cameron. Cameron in Idaho. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I'm a big fan. I really appreciate what you do. Need more people out there like you getting information out there, man.
Well, I appreciate your call. What's going on?
Well, recently I have been listening to a lot of Will Cooper's old radio shows and a lot of his works, and I just wondered if you had listened or researched any of the stuff he claimed.
Yeah, you know, Bill Cooper was an interesting character, gunboat captain in Vietnam.
Right, right.
For several tours, and was in some secret government operations, but I don't get into flying saucers. I don't get into stuff I can't totally prove. I just stick to what I can prove, and that's unfortunately bad enough. And I was supportive of Bill Cooper. He kind of got stressed out and weird the last few years of his life, and I tried to help Bill out when the IRS was coming after him, but he didn't really want any help, and it was sad to see what ended up happening to him as well.
Yeah, I really started listening to him and hearing the claims he made about how the governments could possibly be creating a phony fleet of UFOs to attack the Earth is a genius way for the New World Orders to get a one-world government.
Well, I never disagreed with that because we've got government plans on that.
Right.
I mean, they've got all kinds of projectors and different hologram machines where they can put a 500-foot Jesus in the sky or Buddha or Allah. I mean, that's even been admitted.
But
some of the other stuff, you know, later in life, he said he was wrong about the UFO stuff. But
okay.
I really don't want to posthumously knock somebody.
Right. Also, I had one more question for you.
Sure.
I also listened to a few old lectures by a man named Myron Fagan back in the 60s. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, Myron Fagan, yeah.
Myron, yeah, that's right. And that stuff really blew my mind because I had actually just started reading Rule by Secrecy by Jim Mars. And, I mean, the information that links up between those two men is just astounds me, especially with Myron Fagan, how he made those recordings in the 60s, and he's just proven so many things that have happened in the recent history. You know, it's just
Anthony Hilder actually put out that album called The Illuminati.
Okay. Right, right, right. Yeah,
that's how long Anthony Hilder's been fighting the New World Order.
Right. It just astounds me that people cannot see the connections between the Trilateralist Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the United Nations. It's just people are so blind.
Well, look, 8-9 years ago, they still denied it was about world government, but we got their own documents. Now it's all over television. I mean, it's not. People are denying there's a world government as it's formed.
Right.
Or then they say, okay, we need world government, but it's a tyrannical world government that's being set up. Thanks for the call. Interesting points. John in Tennessee. John, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Have you watched the video of Senator Boxer objecting to the Bush coronation yesterday?
I heard a clip of it on the radio.
It's online at C-SPAN today only, but Cheney almost started crying and almost had another heart attack when she objected, and they had to break up and stop the Gonzales torture debate. And go debate this, fake attempt to stop.
Well, somebody send me the video of that. If somebody taped it, what was Cheney doing up there at the in between the two fasci symbols?
Well, you know, he has to preside over it the way Gore did.
No,
in
I know the Vice President and the Speaker of the House are up in the very top. And for those that don't know, with the American flag pointing downward on both sides, that wasn't there till the 50s. They have bundles of sticks with hatchets on the end. That is the Roman and Nazi symbol. Folks, I'm not joking.
Well,
that's what fasci means, is a bundle of sticks tied together. You know, fasci, fashioned together. Go ahead.
Well, Boxer said the only reason she backed the congresswoman from Ohio was Michael Moore's documentary, Fahrenheit 9-1-1, and that showed Gore, you know, selling out the party in the same situation. He refused to vote. And so what Boxer did differently was one senator stood up out of 100 to back the House, which forced the debate. But, of course, she was the only one that voted for it in the end.
And what did Cheney do?
Well, he was sort of stuttering and got flustered and, you know, got choked up a little bit. I'm sure he had practiced what he would do. I'm sure he knew ahead of time what was going to happen. But he still stumbled and was obviously very stressed out. that this was an obvious slap in his face to stop his, you know, coronation. So, but, you know, Kerry was paid $51 million bribe to concede the election.
That's right. He kept that money.
Yeah, and he won't pay for any recounts. So the Green Party's having to pay $150,000 for a recount in Ohio. So, you
well,
know,
look, the facts are the facts. They clearly stole the election, but it was staged from the beginning. And it doesn't mean we're for Kerry. It's just reporting the facts here.
Well, the TV news has totally censored this. You know, they could be showing that clip, which is historical. And very interesting because it shows the brief moments of reality, you know, when people are actually being people in Congress. And it shows, you know, that Congress is a battlefield between good and evil, mainly evil and evil. That, you know, it looked like good and evil yesterday for about 5 minutes.
Well, you know, Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein are more conservative than Bush. And that may stun a lot of people, but let me give people some examples. And I don't like either one of them, obviously, the two senators from California. Bush said, I will not arm any of the pilots, period. And then Feinstein and Boxer went out and said, well, it makes sense. They can fly a big plane and with all these instruments and have people's lives in their hands, and what, but they can't have a gun in the cockpit and an instant access pistol safe. And so Bush then said, okay, if you jump through 14 hoops, it's actually 14 hoops, 14 different things you have to do, maybe you can have a gun in 2% of the planes, which never happened. So, I mean, you know, there's your conservatism. Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein are more conservative than Bush.
When you read or hear Kathy O'Brien talk about Cheney and Bush and Clinton and all the sexual assaults and tortures and murders they personally allegedly committed for mind control slaves, you know, and then you see Cheney up there presiding over it, you wonder how many of those Congress people are mind controlled to just go along with this insanity.
Well, it's old-fashioned mind control of money and power and being blackmailed. Thanks for the call. You know, I don't know if that's true, that Cheney and Bush and all of them did that, but I know that we now have the Skull and Bones ritual part of it on tape. Devil equals death, death equals death, hangman equals death, devil, devil, devil! And people screaming, and they're practicing raping and murdering people. And then the Bohemian Grove, I've been there, they do a mock sacrifice, and we now get photos, you know, mainstream news of them in black hoods over... You know, little black kids at the Bohemian Grove, and then New York Post busing in gay porn stars to, quote, service them. I don't know. I mean, you know, all this stuff came out from other sources decades ago, and no one knew if it was true. And then every time I go check it out, the things I'm able to check out turn out to be true. You know, I haven't been able to confirm they're actually murdering people. I mean, we know in the real world they order assassinations and bombings and laugh about civilian casualties. I mean, we know that's going on, but, I mean, do they really, really do it? Well, I mean, they really dress up in black robes and worship the devil. I mean, that's admitted. I don't know. I mean, I wish it wasn't true, folks. The people that run our country are Satanists. I mean, it's true. Do Satanists kill people? That's supposedly what they do. And the people that made these claims, the stuff we've been able to document, has turned out to be true. They got all the money, all the power, they got everything, and life's pretty dim for them because they're so decadent, and they got to do some new thing to get off, basically. And I don't know what to say about it. I just, evil's real, folks. Evil's real. Let's talk to Leon in Colorado. Go ahead, Leon.
Well, thank you for taking my call, Alex.
Thank you.
I only get you for an hour a day, so I don't know if you... I got two things I need to bring up. And as one American to another American, because that's where I think the discussion needs to be.
Sure.
When somebody gets me off on this right, left, I say, whoa, whoa, are you an American? I'm an American. We're talking about American thing. Is the Constitution the law? That's the law. Let's talk about that. Then they just don't know what to say. They can't argue with you. So... here's one American talking to another American about so-called neocons. Neocon named Bill O'Reilly. Did you see him last night slobbering all over himself about how this poor Alberto Gonzalez is being attacked by the liberal media in his commentary?
And he's not being attacked. It's all being whitewashed. Gonzalez is pro-abortion, pro-open border,
right,
pro-gun control. And that's what Limbaugh and all of them do. And no, I didn't see it, but I've heard Limbaugh and others.
Yeah,
the evil liberals want to stop our wonderful conservative.
Yeah.
They're racist.
Yeah, and rather than dealing with the issue that the liberal press brought up, which was and is that he believes in torture and he's a Nazi. You know, that they don't.
And he believes that Bush is the law. That
above
Bush,
the law. He's
above the law. Well, is the law, is being above the law.
Yeah. Anyway, the other issue is, and I just wanted to let you, just to confirm what you were talking about, with our military men, I'm a Vietnam vet, and I was what they called a neuropsychiatric specialist back at that time, and what we studied was how long can a man or woman be in combat. In World War II, they knew that after a man had been in combat a week, he had to have so many weeks of R&R because he was useless. He was worthless. Same thing in Korea, same thing in Vietnam. And what you're talking about is absolutely true. If they keep these men in combat for this long periods of time with no R&R...
Let me stop you for those that just... And it is very frustrating because I have to repeat stuff hour by hour sometimes. But I covered it, New York Times, Rumsfeld admits it. They're not going to keep reservists for 2 years and keep them in Iraq. They're talking about 4 years.
Those guys are going to be absolutely worthless, and I anticipate, from what my experience was with the guys that have been in combat, that they will just totally break down and be useless. Follow what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's simple. You're not meant... I mean, the Romans knew this. You know, you had to get your armies rested up and use them limited times, or they just fell apart.
Yeah, and so what they're, and if they're going to continue, it just shows how absolutely in Looney Tuneville these people are in terms of having any concept of what it takes to have a military force. And
well,
I'm
this is basic
about...
military science. I mean, what?
I know.
22 missions for bomber pilots, World War II, no more than 11 months in country in Vietnam or Korea, and what, for each week of combat, they had to give them like 2 weeks of R&R?
Three,
okay.
But I'm just saying, I just sit here and I go, these guys are loony. I mean, that's my opinion. I mean, they have no... I mean, it's like, what are they talking about?
Well, it's like it's a feeling of strip mining. It's like they know the ship's going down, so they're grabbing everything they can and, like, cramming into the lifeboats. And then we're all standing around going, what are they doing? I mean, they're just going wild.
I expect a real... Unfortunately, I'm really concerned for our military men because there's going to be a real breakdown in our military. It's going to be... Anyway... That's all I have to say, Alex.
Yeah, thanks for the call.
Hey, and I appreciate everything you say and do, you know. And like I say, I'm glad you're there. And as one American to another American, I'm very proud of you.
Well, thank you, sir. I'm proud of you and your fine comments. Up next, David in Michigan. David, go ahead.
Hello, Rush. Rush, I mean, Alex.
Being sarcastic, go ahead.
No, you're not at all. You're not at all like Rush Limbaugh. My sister is... is addicted to this guy. She's turned into a Nazi. I don't know what to do. But anyways, I discovered your program 2 weeks ago, and I'm extremely impressed. I've done hardly anything for the last 2 weeks, but look at your website, and it's absolutely amazing, and your show's amazing.
Well, thanks for the compliment.
One thing I'd really like to do, and I need to get out and do some work, so I would like to see you on the local radio station. So I intend to, right after I get off the phone, is to call some local radio stations and see if they will take you on board. Do you have any suggestions as to how I and others may go about doing that?
Sure, that's a great idea. Let me give you some tips. Don't waste your time on Infinity or on Clear Channel. Don't waste your time on one of the big conglomerates that own 80% of the stations. Go to the locally owned mom-and-pop station. It can be big. It can be little. And they can do searches on me. I get stations, great listenerships, good ratings, some cases top ratings. So the people are hungry for the truth. And I'm not left or right. It's about right and wrong. I have a populist radio show. And you can tell them to go to GCNlive.com. And all of the satellites are listed. We have the good premium satellites that they're sure to have. And they're free to carry me at night, in the middle of the night, live during the day, whatever. The network is very easy to pick the show up. and just call them and ask them to check it out.
Yeah, I'd like
and then do a few follow-up calls, but go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to make a suggestion too. If everybody right now within the sound of my voice were to do the same thing and call up and call their hometown or their friends back home and whatever, then I think in a very short period of time, then you may very well be the most popular top show host in the United States.
Well,
and I'd like to recommend people do that.
Well, I appreciate the kind comments, and look, the shows. We do the best job we can to just tell the truth and get past left, right, and defend the country. And the broadcast roughly doubles its listeners every year. We reach a few million people conservatively each week. And, yes, where we don't have AM and FM affiliates, we're listening on shortwave, the Internet, or satellite, call your local stations. We do get affiliates from it. God bless you, David. Good to have you on board with us. I'm glad you're a listener. You can buy a shortwave radio, by the way, and listen to us at work or in the car.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
That is not free market. They funded the Nazis. They funded the Soviets. They control China today. They're shifting our industry overseas. They're shifting our economy into a police state control grid. Bob in Connecticut, last caller, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex? God bless you, sir.
God bless you.
Yeah, Alex, I've been doing a lot of research on my own, and I think a lot of Christians are missing the boat here. I'm not trying to alienate anyone who believes in Christ, because I believe in God myself, but I just wondered how many Christians out there actually have gotten into the Old Testament and seeing what it really says. I wanted to tell you, I'd like to speak with you off the air. My life has been threatened by two books that I bought, written by the Dark Ones themselves. And I'd like to talk to you and give you a website where you may purchase these books yourself. And if you read them, it's gonna blow your socks off. Something's going on here. A little strange, a little funny, but I read them, and there's something that you need to know.
All right, sir. Well, send me an email or something. Thanks for the call. I can't really exactly get at what you're saying, but thank you for the call. Look, folks, the globalists can't get away with what they're doing unless we go along with it, unless we give up our power, unless we decide that resistance is futile. Resistance is not futile. Last week, the State Department came out with the CIA and said, we're not going to even have tribunal trials at Camp X-Ray in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba now. Because their own general over the camp quit saying they were torturing people. That hardly made it in the news, but it happened in the back of the paper. Rick Baucus. They've had a whole bunch of their prosecutors and defense lawyers for the military, even in that stage trial, quit. They can't even, their own people won't go along with it. We have 12 generals and admirals, most of them conservatives, coming out. I mean, the former head of the Navy, the judge advocate general, the head of the Navy's legal system, saying we're going into total tyranny, testifying in Congress yesterday. I mean, Alberto Gonzalez is a nightmare. He's much worse than Ashcroft, if it's possible. He's the guy that wrote all this stuff. A real piece of work. And he said torture's good. He said the president's above the law. He came out with specific ways to torture people. These are sickos. And you can't make a deal with the devil. You can't start torturing people to, quote, defeat the enemy. It doesn't work. Joseph Mengele tortured people. He was bad, and Alberto Gonzalez is bad. But prepare for him to be your new attorney general. Just like they tried to have that other crook, the driver for Giuliani, be your head of Homeland Security. If you want to know how to fight the New World Order, folks, you want to help us fight the New World Order, just spread the word about the broadcast. That's one thing you can do. This is a pretty good source of information. People can listen on the internet, shortwave, or the local AM or FM station that picks up the show. Support the sponsors. Tell them thank you. And get my videos. Just get them and make copies of them. I authorize you to. I beg you to. I want you to. Get Road to Tyranny. Get Masters of Terror. Get American Dictators. Get Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Get the books and videos and materials I carry on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Go peruse the secure online shopping cart. Watch free clips of the films. Order them at Infowars.com. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get a membership for 15 cents a day and watch them all online right there. Plus, there's a ton of free stuff there you can go watch and listen to. PrisonPlanet.tv, got that Dean Haglund interview I did, video interview going up. Got my 9/11 emergency release that we don't even sell. It's going to be up on the site by Monday. Got my weekly special report going up today. PrisonPlanet.tv. Or call toll-free to get your copy of any of the films. 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. God bless you all. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2, here on the front lines of the information war in the battle for our constitutional republic.